How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Sorry. Senator Markey, say hello.
Oh, Mr. Markey, nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Welcome
how you
to Northampton.
Markey, who was criticized for a light schedule of public appearances during the special election campaign, said he plans to visit every part of the state during the August congressional recess to learn about local issues and what Washington can do to help.
This is a listening tour that gives me a chance to be able to hear what it is that each one of these communities needs, and everyone is unique. No one community is like any other community, so you have to basically tailor what it is that you have as an agenda to what it is that the community is telling you that they need for their long-term economic development.
Markey walked along Main Street with Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz, chatted with people on the street, and stopped into several of the locally owned specialty stores that are a fixture in downtown Northampton.
Well, it looks vibrant here. We walk in and you got customers and people who are, shopping. So this is how it is.
One of the senator's stops was at Strata, a women's shoe store owned by Anna Bowen.
How are you doing?
Really well, actually.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's been a nice season. It's been a good climate for business.
Markey told reporters that during a private meeting with Mayor Narkowitz, the two discussed how the automatic federal spending cuts known as sequestration had impacted Northampton. The mayor said the effects have been felt in public safety and in education.
We've had cuts to our ambulance reimbursement that are part of sequestration for Medicare. We've seen the loss of Head Start seats here in Northampton. We had a classroom that is now being closed at the high school for Head Start. So the cuts are real and they are having an impact.
Markey said it was critical to undo sequestration for the good of the economy, and he predicted that Republicans in the House would have a change of heart about the issue when they return to Washington in September.
I think as each month goes by, it's becoming clear that it's a nonsensical plan and it has to be undone. And I think that Republicans are going to hear that as they are home in their districts in the month of August. I'm hearing it over and over again.
A report last week from economists at the University of Massachusetts and the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston blamed sequestration for a slowdown in the Massachusetts economy. It said Massachusetts is being disproportionately impacted because of its high concentration of federally funded defense contractors and research programs. Markey won a special election over Republican Gabriel Gomez in June to succeed now Secretary of State John Kerry. After spending 37 years in the U.S. House representing a district in eastern Massachusetts, Markey conceded it is a challenge to learn the rules, procedures, and customs in the Senate.
But the good news is that I've learned the issues already, and I know most of the people with whom I'm going to be working, and I think that can pay dividends for the state and for the individual communities.
Although Markey's official swearing-in was 3 weeks ago in Washington, he will hold a ceremonial swearing-in Thursday night at Faneuil Hall in Boston. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.